As the fall semester comes to a close, many University of Georgia seniors are beginning to think about where they're going from here. New cities, new studies, and new careers. But for UGA senior tennis player Marta Gonzalez, where she goes from Athens is only a small fraction of her story. As journalism students from Grady College found out, Marta's journey has already crossed not two but three continents and involves much more than just her athletic achievements. It's a story that can only be found by looking beyond the court, a place we like to call the other side of the G. Marta was adopted from China when she was just 9 months old by a family from Madrid, Spain, where she grew up. Before coming to UGA, Marta had only experienced the United States through what she saw in movies.
I just thought it was like High School Musical, you know, like a movie. When I was a kid, I would watch those movies, and having the idea of, oh, high school and people playing basketball, cheerleading, like everyone is so into like all the sports, right? So when I came here as a student athlete, I realized that you're like a mini star. When all my life in Spain, no one cared.
By coming to the U.S. to play tennis, Marta knew she would get an opportunity few of her teammates in Spain would ever receive.
In Europe, it's so hard to combine both sport and then do, you know, degree. And there's like two different institutions, but in America, like they give you the opportunity to combine both. I had offers from different universities, but I guess when I talked to the assistant coach, I thought he was super nice. And also there's a Spanish girl that was on the team here, and she's from Madrid, like I am, mm-hmm. in Spain. And she talked to me about Georgia and how everything worked. And when I came and visited, like I loved it.
But moving to a new country would present new challenges for Marta. Everything was different, from dinner time to just simple conversations.
I didn't know English when I came. I had to learn. So, like, I had taken English classes in high school, but I was not fluent. Like, I would have to, like, pay really, really close attention to everything that whatever people were saying, and then I would be, like, just smiling sometimes, pretending like I understood it. And then the culture is so different. Like everything that for all these people seemed normal, to me is weird. It's just changing, like also it changed myself because I had to adjust to all like the way people communicate or like even the simplest thing. The days are shorter, like I have to like schedule my day differently, I don't know. Like those, you know, simple things, I guess. When I came to the U.S., it was the first time that I was in an English-speaking country. Like, I'm from Spain and, you know, like, I don't know, London, like, that's close, but I had never been to an English-speaking country. And it was a big change. I was very excited about it because it's like somehow starting a new life. It was like a challenge for me, so I liked it and I think I embraced it. But I remember the first day I got here, none of my roommates were there, were like in the dorm, so I was alone. And I remember I got here. Room is empty, and I look at the mirror, and I start crying. And then I call my mom, I was like, what am I doing here?
Even though the transition was difficult, Marta found a home at UGA with her teammates, as well as her identity as a Georgia Bulldog.
I would say, especially as a freshman when I came, everyone was American. It was hard for me, because I would be thinking in Spanish, oh, like, I feel like, I can't really express myself, and that would make me frustrated with myself, but I know my teammates would take the time to listen to me and try to, like, make me feel better and solve the problem. Awesome. So having them was a, like, big support. Not a long time ago, probably, like, a month or something, we did this exercise on the team where we would say good things about each other. And when they were reading everything that they wrote about me, they said I always bring positive energy and I'm a very positive person and I'm not like the clown, but I also have a sense of humor, right? But I'm more deep in that and I'm a very sensitive person, right? And they can see like it's all heart. Like whenever I play, like they know that I'm giving everything and that's like how I lead them.
This episode of The Other Side of the G was produced by Grady College students Caroline McLeod and Josh Bishop, with special post-production work by WUGA graduate intern Morgan Fry. To listen back to Marta's story as well as other segments from the Other Side of the G series, you can go to our website, that's wuga.org.